from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hurricane Harvey now a Category 1. The fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but by early Saturday, it had already dumped more than 9 inches of rain on some parts of coastal Texas. No deaths were immediately confirmed in the hours after Harvey's arrival, but officials noted emergency crews couldn't get out in many places due to the high winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is still calling it a life-threatening storm. This is Corpus Christi resident Michael Brotherton.
It's a constant howl out there. You hear the wind, you don't really hear the rain, even though the rain's going on. But, you know, the wind's definitely going. You can hear the boards on the house shaking.
A worst-case scenario is that the hurricane could hug the coast for days and stay strong enough to remain a tropical storm. Iraqi forces say they have recaptured most of the northwest Iraqi city of Tal Afar from Islamic State, including its center, and raised the flag atop of its Ottoman-era citadel. Officials have said they hope to establish total control on Tal Afar by Eid al-Adha. Now, that's the Muslim holiday which starts in Iraq on September the 2nd. Ali Hussein is a militiaman with the Popular Mobilization Forces, also known as the PMF. He says, let the whole world see how the Iraqi people, its security forces, the Iraqi armies, and the heroes of the PMF have together liberated Tal Afar. And this is the 11th Brigade, the Ali Akbar Brigade, entering Tal Afar, along with the 9th Armored Division of the brave Iraqi army. And you can see through your camera and your eyes that the PMF has participated and brought along with the other Iraqi security forces to bring Tal Afar back to the country. This